I'm joined here by Donegal LGFA Secretary Michelle McKenna. A very special weekend for the Donegal LGFA, hosting the ladies' annual congress here in the Clanry Hotel. It's an honour, no doubt, Michelle.
An absolute honour and privilege, and one we were delighted to hear last year. We were hosting it, and one we worked very hard. We put a congress committee together, and myself and Joanne, the chairperson, worked with the committee and done what we have here this weekend. Absolutely amazing, and everything worked out very well for us.
Yeah, as you say, an event like this doesn't happen overnight, and you're probably aware that you were going to be hosting it early last year. What were the key things, the structures that you needed to get into place?
I guess just making sure everything runs smoothly. Like, you know, there was different, National did do some of the big organising, like getting the stage and all set up. We just had to do, suppose, the small bits, like making sure delegates' bags were prepared for them, making sure we had the teas organised, making sure we had the banquet organised, the decorating, and all the wee bits and pieces that National don't do. They do the big things and we do the wee stuff, but sometimes the wee stuff is the most important of the whole lot.
Yeah. And listen, your 6 years in your role as Secretary, the ladies' game continues, of course, to go from strength to strength here in Donegal, and that's largely down to the hard work and the dedication of the committee members and the volunteers on the ground, Michelle.
Yeah, suppose whenever I came on 6 years ago, there would be no Go Games going in Donegal. It was one of my things I was passionate about because I'm involved in childcare. I wanted to make sure that we were providing games for 8s, 10s and 12s, and I've been pushing that for the last few years. Finally, last year was our first year. We got our Go Games committee up and running, and we had a very successful season last year. And this year we're starting earlier, and we're learning by our mistakes we made last year, and this year we're going stronger. And because of all that, our membership has increased 65% since 2021. Last year it increased 35%, and this year we're seeing a big increase of more under 8s and 10s and 12s being registered, which coming on board from clubs, because before this we weren't providing games for these girls, so we were playing mixed games with the GAA. So now we're providing girls games, so more and more clubs are coming on board, and that increases our membership. And we're going to organise different county blitzes and regional blitzes and all that, you know, so because that's where you start off. You start off at a young age, and then you get them the whole way up, and you're feeding into your county teams. We're going to run three age groups of PDPs this year, so under 13s, 15s, 17s, and also we're going to have like our B teams, our county B teams as well, get them developed, because there was about 10, 12 girls that were the same standard as the 15 girls that were picked, the 30 girls were picked when we count the extended squad, and we can't let them go, so we're going to keep them in training. And yeah, so we've really six teams, nine teams there going at county level, and but it's all about development, so we're just developing the whole time.
It's huge numbers, and as you said, like, the registrations are up 65% there in the last 3 years. I mean, that's a positive thing, and you can see the progress within the Donegal LGFA. But you had a motion in there at Congress today to try and see if you could seek an appointment of an assistant register to help with the workload. Disappointing that didn't go through, Michelle.
Very disappointed, because myself and Tara watched our county register, myself and Tara worked together, and because we're both very passionate about our jobs, we kind of try and do it 100%. So we're running probably at 90-95%, where when we get team sheets in from every game, we're actually checking every single team sheet to make sure everybody's registered, and including the mentors and all that. And then disappointing today, because Tara can't do it all on her own. I do assist her. We do need an assistant register. Last year they passed an assistant PRO, which everybody got, but we'll go again next year and try and get the assistant register, because it's too much for one person.
And finally, Michelle, we've heard the speech, the final speech, the closing speech from Micheál Nochtain. Micheál has been our president, our Donegal man there at the top for the last 4 years. He certainly has raised the profile of ladies football within Donegal LGFA, and he will be a great miss, I suppose, to us.
He will indeed. We were very honoured to have Micheál from the county and up representing us, and he was very fair to all counties in the country and far afield. Micheál was just great with his job, but Trina Murray coming in now is just going to be as good, and Trina has accepted our invitation to come to our awards night this year, so she's going to be calling up to Donegal in November at our awards night, so we're looking forward to that.
That's fantastic. And it's fantastic to, for ladies as well to see another woman at the top, Michelle.
That is great. I'm all for that, having all the ladies involved and all the top tables. I mean, you look at the GAA table, you have all ladies, three top people are ladies. The LGFA is myself and Joanne. And so it's all, it's great, you know, to have more females involved, and but plenty of work to still to do.
Yeah, I mean, we're not knocking the men, because of course at coaching level as well, you still have the experience of the men who really, really know the game as well. There are some fantastic ladies out there, but it's trying to get them out and get them coaching as well, Michelle. But it's great to have a good balance and to see more women coming in as coaches and female coaches to the sport.
Yeah, I better just mention that we have some great men on board our county board as well, and our executive, and some great coaches, and our county teams. We have a lot of men, but we also have two females on each team as well. And it's nice to have that mixture. I think it works. And but yeah, no, there's more. We find more men coming on board because they realise now their girls can play football, so they're changing from GAA to LGFA, or they have both of a son in the GAA and they've girls in the LGFA, and they've suddenly realised, oh, the rules are slightly different in the LGFA, and their girls love the football. And when you make the games more interesting and more competitive, I know we're not allowed to be competitive in Go games, but children want competitiveness, and that's always going to be there in them. But no, it's great to have a mix. We have great, real talented men and ladies in the county board.
Yeah, and you said there, you noted that some of the men are coming across the LGFA, and, you know, do you see the men looking at the game and saying, wow, this is a really good game?
Actually, I was standing beside a few men there the last Donegal game we had, and there's a first time come to ladies' game. They go, wow, this is really interesting to watch. They actually enjoyed the football. It's a lot more skillful and challenging. And I know now with the men's new rules, it's all totally different, but the ladies still have the old rules, the ladies' rules. And they're very interested in it, and you never know, they might come on board full time with us.
Listen, Michelle, thank you so much for taking the time to do the interview today, and enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you so much, Maureen.